said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Cliffo and Gabby's Footy Feast.
Oh! What a
Michelangelo's Pizza, locally owned and operated. Find them on Facebook or Google Michelangelo's Pizza Kirwan.
The footy starts back this week with the Cowboys playing Friday night, so we thought we would deliver you a footy feast to be able to watch the game in style with. We were thinking of delivering on bikes, but we don't want your pizza to arrive cold. So
you'd probably get it there for the next round. But is it the Cowboys-Sharks game coming up? But now Cowboys-Titans on Friday night. Mm. Gabby and I are doing the delivering, so we're going to get in the hit car.
Yep.
Going to get all the delivery gear on. It's going to be fun.
It is.
But what we need to do is find some winners of these amazing family pizza packs, thanks to Michelangelo. Michelangelo's over $60 worth.
It's so good.
Two of their big family pizzas, two garlic breads, two of the soft drink.
It's amazing. So, it'll really feed the family for Friday night. And we do a bit of trivia each day. Yesterday was Cowboys related, so today we're going to make it a bit more pizza related.
Pizza trivia today, and competing we have Kathleen and Leanne, both on the line. Morning, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're both pretty keen for some pizza Friday night to watch the footy?
Absolutely.
Kathleen, is it true, before we play, you've had to stall the kids? You've hidden them in a different room so you can compete this morning.
Of course I have.
Beautiful.
Are they going to be late for school?
No, I'll probably be late for work, though.
That doesn't matter. You're getting pizza. Maybe. You might be getting
free pizza if you win it. Guys, what we're going to do, we're going to ask a question, okay? If you know the answer, buzz in with your name. But there is a catch. If you get it wrong, the other competitor gets to have a crack at the question and they get an extra hint, okay?
Okay.
So make sure you don't buzz in until you know the answer. Here's the question. What child star performs in a band called the Pizza Underground?
Ooh.
What child star?
Huge child star.
Huge child star from the 90s, I would say.
Leanne.
Okay, Leanne, go for it. What do you think?
Macaulay Culkin.
Leanne.
That's
Leanne.
Right! Macaulay Culkin! Well done!
The only big star I could think of back in the 90s.
Well, and to be honest, he's kind of the child star of the 90s, isn't
right.
he? Macaulay Culkin.
Like, and he's the quirkiest one that would go into a band called the Pizza Underground.
Guys, I've got to play you this. So this is the Pizza Underground. So it's a comedy band from New York City that Macaulay is part of. They play songs from the band The Velvet Underground, but they change the songs to be about pizza.
How much pizza
terrible.
It's the worst, mate.
Macaulay, luckily he's got money behind him, otherwise
Macaulay,
he would be eating two-minute noodles.
I'd rather see him play Kevin McAllister as a 40-year-old man than pay to see that. Well done. The Pizza Underground has won you, Leanne, the two family pizzas, two garlic breads, 2 litre soft drink. Close but no cigar today, Kathleen. We'll put you back in the drawer, okay?
No worries.
Good on you, mate. And another family pack to go tomorrow morning, thanks to Michelangelo's Pizza, locally owned and operated. Find them on Facebook or Google Michelangelo's Pizza Kirwan.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
What doesn't work is the headline that just hit me in the face this morning that really made me feel attacked. The headline of the article says, "Under no circumstances should you add butter to peanut butter on toast."
Correct.
Bubble.
Correct headline.
That is so wrong.
Factual, accurate, concise, well written.
Butter.
Whoever put those words together.
Peanut butter are 100% a match made in heaven when it comes to toast or bread. Sandwiches as well. I'm all about the butter and peanut butter.
I know I shouldn't get as passionate about frivolous things as I do. But when you're wrong, you're wrong. And you're wrong. Because the peanut butter is the butter. And this is what gets me in your argument. You will happily put like margarine. Let's say margarine for the sake of the conversation, just to avoid confusion. You'll go margarine, peanut butter, and then a sweet topping on the top like honey or jam.
Or banana. Yep.
That's three 100%. Toppings.
What's wrong with three toppings?
You're double buttering.
It doesn't matter.
It matters.
It tastes
man.
Better. My taste buds enjoy it.
That's the same.
Therefore
what you're
I do
doing
it.
There is the same as putting a layer of margarine on, then going, oh, you know what? let's go another layer of margarine. It's the same thing. It's butter on butter.
It's not the same thing. It tastes
the peanut
divine,
butter is the butter.
And we obviously disagree on this, so we need to go to the
phone. Go to the phone.
We had a very big argument about this off air.
This has
we need to clear.
And you know
the air.
What? It will probably continue well after the show today.
Why did you? Why did we call it Gabby breakup? Yes. Well, let me tell you,
the great peanut butter talk topic of May 2020. 13, 12, 16. We'll go to the phones. Kev, first up. Kev, butter with your peanut butter. Is that a yes or a no from you?
I butter before peanut butter.
Yes, you do, Kev. It tastes so much better,
Kev,
doesn't it?
What are you doing, Kev?
It really does.
It just adds that extra layer of flavour.
Kev, you're double buttering, Kev. Why are you double buttering, mate? Why do you hate milk so much that you want to waste it all?
No, he just loves it so much, he wants to eat it all.
There's cows out there that are like, I've got sore deets, like, stop it. All right, that's a bit of a stretch. Sorry.
You're getting a little passionate.
I took it to a silly place there. I apologise. But I still think you're wrong. Kev, thanks for the vote, man.
No worries, man.
All right, Jess, you're next. Peanut butter with butter, yes or no?
Simple answer is yes, but the explained answer is only with a specific type of butter, and it has to be on toast, melted in first.
Yeah, because otherwise it does mix a little bit odd. Like you get a bit of a swirl sensation, like marble chocolate. It's got to melt in first.
I disagree, Jess, but out of interest, you said a specific type of butter. What are we going here? The Meadow Lea, the Flora?
No, it has to be Devondale butter.
And not margarine, it has to be butter.
That's Jess who works for Devondale there, everyone. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, is Cliff Isle peanut? Can you put butter with peanut butter?
No, you can actually can put butter with peanut butter because otherwise it tastes dry and it gets stuck in your mouth.
Totally. You've got to moisten up the peanut butter.
Exactly.
Moisten up your mouth. That's what saliva's for. What are you talking about?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
I'd like to take this moment to do a bit of a shout out to a group of heroes in the community, Cliffo, and that is guys who purchase their partners tampons. They deserve a round
absolute
of applause.
Absolute heroes.
Totally.
Of the community. Done, boys.
Yes. I was in Woolies yesterday and I was in that section and I looked beside me and there was a guy, was probably in his late 20s, early 30s. He had his phone out. He had a photo of the exact product he needed buy so that he could match it up.
Yeah. My wife will Google the exact product
because
label or whatever.
There's so many. Like, if you've got to pick it yourself,
mate,
you'll be in so much trouble.
It's a wall of them. And usually, I'll be honest, as a man, when we're pushing the shopping trolley around, if you see women looking in that area, even if we just sort of see that area, you just kind of
I'll come back.
Don't pay attention. You walk straight past it. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's not there. It's a big dead zone for men.
Because it
doesn't,
it's not necessary product for you guys. But yeah, so he had his phone out and he's like matching product and then he finds the one he needs, puts it in the trolley and off he goes. And I just wanted to applaud him then and there in Woolies because I know that some guys are a bit shy, a bit nervous, a bit anxious, just don't want to go anywhere near tampons or any of those products in that aisle. And I just want to say there is nothing to be ashamed of if you're doing that. One, because if you're in that aisle picking those products, we know they're not for you guys. Like, you don't need to feel shy about picking up tampons. We know you're not buying them for yourself. And we're actually looking at you going, you are a real man to be able to look after your partner like that.
You're upset you didn't thank him then and there. And I'm upset you didn't go to the nearest microphone over the loudspeaker. To the man in the blue shirt with the blonde hair.
In all four.
In all four.
Picking up tampons.
Good job. Well done, son.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Clickbaity headlines can be... Oh, that can be a thing, can't they?
They're 100% a thing.
Frustrating, annoying.
They draw you
in
and then you read the article and you're like, oh, that was not as salacious as I expected it to be.
And it used to be just like the Daily Mail and stuff like that. But now I find like reputable news sources are even getting clickbaity. 60 Minutes has been accused of that this week. Like there's a lot of it going on. It's kind of the world we live in. And I feel like the whole Celeste Barber bad news that hit the headlines yesterday was just kind of the bad news headline, where actually if you dug into the story a bit, it's not that bad. So we all know Celeste Barber, huge online sensation, raised $51 million after the bushfires, which was just an incredible amount of money.
Because she just wanted to raise 30 grand. That was her
30
goal.
Grand was the target,
and
yeah.
It just kept going and going. And even she was just beside herself with shock when it got to the millions.
So the idea was that at the end of all this, it was going to be distributed to the bushfire victims. Thing is, when Celeste set up the fundraiser, she set up the recipient as the Rural Fire Brigade of New South Wales. Now, the problem has been, I guess, in front of the courts, hit the Supreme Courts yesterday, that, and this is really hard, and I've actually asked for a lawyer to join us on the show this morning to try and explain it. Mm. The problem is, when you make a donation on Facebook, it goes into a trust.
Mm.
And the thing with a trust is, it has to go to the intended recipient.
Yeah.
Because, and that's an
you
important thing with
your
trust.
Mind
you can't change it halfway through.
After you've got the money.
And the idea is that, and I guess the reasoning behind that is that people who are giving to charity, they want to know where their money is going.
Yeah.
So it's important that that can't be changed. So the headline was out there yesterday that the money won't be going to the victims. It's just going to the Rural Fire Service instead. Of course, we do have to note the Rural Fire Service is the ones who've been trying to fight this.
Mm-hmm.
They want to give it to the charities. The thing is, and this is the loophole, and this is the, I guess, good news that wasn't put in the headlines yesterday. So the Rural Fire Service can help out its own. And we know, so sadly, during the bushfire season, a lot of rural fireys lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were injured. It was really, really tragic stuff. So I guess, in a roundabout kind of way, even though the money's not going exactly, I guess, how Celeste wanted to divvy it up and how the rural fireys wanted to divvy it up, it's still going to people who absolutely
deserve it.
Still
going to a very worthy cause. Like, even when it comes to the Rural Fire Service, they need all that protective equipment that they can't always afford. I know that some fireys even have to buy their own sometimes.
And the helping out of the victims thing. I mean,
there
could be absolutely no disagreement that, you know, rural fireys who have lost their lives, their families should be looked after.
Mm-hmm.
This is Celeste addressing that to the media.
Money is going to families who lost firefighters. Yes, it's going to injured firefighters as well. It isn't going everywhere that we had kind of wanted it to, but what it is doing is going to make such a difference.
So I guess if you can take anything out of this, and if you are one of the millions of Australians who has donated money, just rest assured, it's going to go to worthwhile causes.
Yeah. It's going to be used the right way. It's not going to be wasted.
So the headline saying this was a loss yesterday, bit clickbaity.
Yeah.
I think it's a win, but yeah, I mean, that's up to interpretation. But well done, Celeste. $51 million going to, people who really deserve it. So really well done.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Speaking of food, a new food craze has hit. A couple of weeks ago, this was going a little bit crazy on social media, and it was the pancake cereal craze. So this is where people were cooking pancakes, but in very small bite-sized pieces, almost like when you're at the markets, you get those little mini pancakes.
Those little Dutch ones.
The Dutch pancakes.
But they've got this special hot plate that's really little.
Yes.
And they turn them over really quickly and you put a bit of icing sugar on the top. Oh, my
so
God.
So good.
They're amazing, aren't
they? At home, people were just doing it in their normal fry pan. They were just squirting just a tiny bit of pancake mix to make tiny little pancakes. And then putting them in a bowl, covering them with milk, syrup and butter, and eating them like cereal. It was a thing. It was a whole thing.
Okay.
And now...
Wouldn't they go soggy in the milk?
Well, yeah. All right, man. Supposedly you not. Maybe if you eat them fast enough.
I guess if you made them, if you cooked them pretty well too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just to me, that's an unnecessary step.
Well, yeah, and a lot of effort. Like, I just do one pancake that covers the whole pan because I cannot be bothered with individuals. But there's another one that has recently hit the social media craze bandwagon, and it is brownie cereal.
Oh,
chocolate brownie cereal.
That's not a breakfast food, though.
They're putting chocolate brownie in a bowl, covering it with milk, and all of a sudden
I'm not saying it's a breakfast food. It's a bad thing, but let's be honest. It's the same as in the 90s when Cocoa Pops were trying to tell us they're healthy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, Pop-Tarts.
Guys, we're full of fiber. We're lots of fiber.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
You don't have to open up your phone or count them or anything like that. Just at a guess, how many streaming services?
Oof.
Do you
I don't have too many. I think I've only got three. I've got Foxtel Go, which I... No, I've got four. I've got Foxtel Go that I steal off my parents. I've got Disney Plus, which I steal off you. And then I've got Netflix and Stan.
Beautiful. Okay, I signed up to number six.
Six!
Yesterday. So, And much to my wife's horror, because she's a believer that we have too many streaming services, and she's right. We've got what you're talking about there. Also got Spotify.
Yeah.
Stan. Did you say Stan?
Yeah.
Your Netflix, Stan. But yesterday I signed up to the new one, Binge. Now, Binge, it's pretty much, if you had to compare it to something, you compare it to Netflix or Stan. And it's owned by Foxtel.
Yes.
So it's actually, it's sort of a lot like Kayo. If you've got Kayo, that's owned by Foxtel
is
as
it?
Well. Yeah.
Didn't
realize that. Kayo is just their sports offering. But apparently the interface, like how it all looks and feels and all that.
Very similar.
It's the same for Binge. Binge is just all their drama, comedy, reality. So I guess their entertainment stuff. So I signed up yesterday. It's a 2-week free trial. I just signed up to the standard one screen, standard definition, $10 a month after that. So, and there has been a bit of talk about this, a bit of hype about it, like a new player in the streaming market. Some of the big titles on Binge are Game of Thrones. They got all the episodes of that. Well,
that'll take you a year just to get through all them.
A lot of the HBO stuff, Big Little Lies, yes. Chernobyl. But my wife was excited because it's got all the reality crap that
like
I can't stand.
Housewives of Beverly Hills and things like that.
That's the first on my list. I wrote it. Kardashians.
I love that.
Vanderpump Rules, like all this stuff.
Yep.
That's just
Husbands of Hollywood.
Yeah. Not my bag, man. But my wife's into that when she tunes out and has a glass of wine of an evening. But they're bragging over 10,000 hours. This is sounding like an ad for Binge. It's not an ad for Binge. One thing that I do when I sign up to all these platforms, and you've actually been the victim of this, is I like to change the avatars.
Of your profiles.
Yeah. So on Disney Plus, I've turned you into the evil queen, Ursula. I made
I would have
Michelle
been alright with Cruella De Vil, but you went Ursula.
No, I went Ursula. I went uglier than Cruella. I made Michelle Darth Vader on Disney Plus, but on Binge yesterday, so when I signed up, I made myself Will Ferrell as Anchorman. So that was my avatar.
Of course you did.
And I'm like, what am I going to make? What am I going to make, Michelle? I ended up making her Annabelle, the from The Conjuring and all that. You know, Annabelle.
Oh, the doll.
The freaky doll.
The doll that's been cursed by a devil or something.
Yes, that. No, so I'm
that's
Annabelle.
Awful.
Annabelle's a very ugly cursed doll. So I made that my wife's avatar. And I watched her so closely as she signed in. I said, download the Binge app. She signs in, puts my password in and all that. And I'm watching her like a hawk as she sees the avatar for the first time. And she looks at that, takes one look at me. I'm laughing. She just pulls this stern, unimpressed face. And she just goes, how long you been waiting for that payoff? I said, about 8 hours.